It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. The border is now open to vaccinated visitors from Mexico who want to cross into the U.S. for non-essential reasons. KTEP's Angela Cocherga reports.
It was an emotional moment for Gerardo Rosas Reyes. The 61-year-old says he felt chills walking across the international bridge from Juarez to El Paso. All of his siblings live on the U.S. side of the border, and he's been crossing back and forth for 45 years. That all came to an abrupt end in March of 2020 when the U.S. and Mexico imposed pandemic restrictions on non-essential border travel, including visiting relatives and shopping. Rosas Reyes was on his way to see one of his sisters when he stopped to look at some sweatshirts on a sidewalk rack. Alfredo Lopez works at the store. Lopez says the sun is starting to shine now that the customers the store depends on from Mexico are back and just in time for the holiday season. Janet Moreno brought her 3-year-old niece, Chelsea, Christmas shopping for toys on the first day the border reopened to non-essential travel. Berenice Treviso rolled a large pink suitcase across the bridge. She was on her way to catch a bus to Colorado Springs.
So happy from I'm going to see my sister. I miss so much her.
Their reunion, just one of many, now that visitors from Mexico can once again cross the border to see relatives. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
In more news, people of color accounted for virtually all population growth in Texas over the past 10 years. Yet when lawmakers met to redraw the state's congressional maps, they actually created more white-majority districts. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
Fort Bend County sits at the heart of Texas's 22nd congressional district. It's home to the state's biggest Asian American population, including large numbers of immigrants. So when the Texas legislature met to redraw congressional maps, many Asian Americans hoped Texas 22 would reflect that. Niloufar Hafizi is an attorney with the Muslim American advocacy group, MGAGE Texas.
Our position has been that given the explosive growth of the around 84% growth of the Asian American population in Fort Bend, those communities should have been kept together.
But that didn't happen. Instead, lawmakers did what's called cracking, splitting the Asian American community among three congressional districts, the Democratic 7th and 9th, both tied to Houston and Harris County, and the Republican 22nd. The part of Fort Bend in the 22nd is now tied to rural Wharton and Matagorda counties to the south and west.
I don't know how to say this in a different way, but it whitens the district.
Texas 22 was a safe Republican congressional seat for decades, re-electing such conservative stalwarts as Tom DeLay and Pete Olson. But in 2018 and 2020, the district became highly competitive. Democrat Sri Preston Kulkarni came close to flipping the seat both times. Hafizi says Republicans made sure that won't happen in 2022.
Our concerns are that it has been redrawn explicitly to keep Troy Neals in office as a Republican.
Craig Goodman agrees. Goodman teaches political science at the University of Houston at Victoria.
Under the old boundaries, you know, this was basically a 50-50 district, Democrat-Republican at the presidential level. With the new boundaries, it shifts the district that it's a plus 16 Republican district at the presidential level.
Goodman says Republicans did the same thing elsewhere.
From Dallas-Fort Worth to the 2nd Congressional District, also in Houston, we're seeing this broader pattern of shoring up these districts that were trending Democratic and figuring out ways to kind of move enough voters around to basically allow Republicans to maintain the status quo.
That suits the 22nd's Republicans just fine. James Pressler is a precinct chair and a former candidate for county tax assessor collector.
You know, in a county that began going Democrat back in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, and then it got worse in 2018, and then in 2020, CD22 is the one thing that we have to be proud of as conservative Republicans.
Other Republicans, like precinct chairman David Vershek, say there's nothing wrong with Texas GOP lawmakers drawing boundaries that benefit them. Vershek notes Democrats have done the same thing.
Illinois had 14 Republicans. They've redistricted the 14 Republicans into 7 districts. So you know, they complain about redistricting in Texas, and at the same time, they turn a blind eye to redistricting in Illinois and other places.
Still, Asian American Democrats like Nabila Mansour argued that Texas 22 is an egregious example. Mansour herself was redrawn out of the 22nd district.
What's actually happened is that even though we've seen the population grow and really been charged by immigrants, those lines, when they were redrawn, have been redrawn in a way such that it's actually diluted our power.
And unless a court overturns the new maps, that power is likely to remain diluted for at least another 10 years. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.